It's the Daily Dilemma. Every day we've got one that's new.
Yes, we do. Hey! Mostly.
We'll try to solve this dilemma. But you know we're gonna need help from you, and you know it's true.
This is the part where you talk.
All right. The number here, of course, is 476-1077, 476-1077. If you have input on this topic, we would love to hear from you. This is kind of a tough one, and it has to do with exes, co-parenting as exes.
Always fun.
Always fun.
Always fun.
I'm going to give you the rundown here, and then I'll give you the question from the person who wrote it in. Basically, it all started when this woman's ex called her daughter to say he would be he would try to celebrate her birthday with her.
And okay.
Happens. He doesn't see her a lot. She was very excited. Her hopes were raised. She was so hopeful, in fact, that she called her girlfriend and canceled a birthday trip they had been planning to Disneyland. My daughter was so excited about going to Disneyland with her friend for her birthday, this mom wrote to us. Now it's ruined because he planted this idea of possibly seeing him. Mm. I've already heard my daughter telling her friend that the Disneyland trip was off because she might see her dad. And of course, he hasn't called, she says. And he will be a no-show. Now, the question she asks is, you know, this is a common thing with him.
Mm. Okay.
And she's always tried to take the high road, keep a happy face, encourage her daughter that, you know, her daddy loves her and, you know, all this good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to know, at what age, if any, do you just stop doing that and just being more truthful? Or should you?
Right.
You know, should you? Is it okay if she said, "Ugh, I can't believe he would do this to you. You know, what what a jerk." You know what I mean? And commiserate with her daughter, or continue to try to make the father not seem so bad to protect her daughter? That's the question.
That's Wasn't a good there question. A Jim Carrey movie about this?
Yeah.
Liar, liar.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Dilemma's over. Hi, GNA.
Really?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I have actually no personal experience, you know, in this at all, but from having a lot of friends in this same experience, I got to tell you that you got to take as many opportunities with your friends as possible, because if you have a father like that that doesn't have any time for you, he's got to make time, you know?
Right.
So that's going to be his problem to do that.
But how should the mother react?
The mother should do exactly what she's doing. She's doing fine.
Just take the high road and say, well, you know, I'm sure something came up.
Well, she should definitely go to Disney World with her friend. The daughter should. Because if the father keeps doing this, he's just going to keep doing it.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, thank
Appreciate
you.
The help. Hi, WGNA. What do you think?
Hi, yes. I am also in the same boat, so I'd like to hear the comments, because my husband hasn't seen either one of our children, and we still, my family and I also make him out to be a good dad, and we don't know when we should stop.
Right, because you don't want them to have that experience of their dad isn't a great guy.
The sad thing is that I'm the bad person.
Right.
My daughter sees that I'm the bad person by not letting them together.
That's tough.
So, I don't know. I hope there's someone has a good idea out there to help us out.
I hope so, too. I appreciate the call.
Is there a clear-cut answer is the question.
Hi, GNA.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I've had this experience growing up, and mom's doing a great job taking the high road. The daughter will figure it out on her own someday.
I like that.
How old's your
that.
Daughter? Oh, I'm sorry.
It was her. She was the one.
Oh, she was the one.
She was the daughter. She was the daughter.
Okay.
I'll keep the calls coming. 476-1077. Time to go back to the Daily Dilemma and go back to the phones. The mother writes in. She has an ex-husband. Mm-hmm. He promised to be there for their daughter's birthday. She had plans to go to Disneyland with a friend. She canceled her plans. And, of course, he hasn't called. And he does this all the time.
Does
her question
time.
Is,
right.
Does she continue to take the high road? Maybe make excuses for him?
Whitewash
say, hey,
it.
It's okay.
Right.
Or, yeah, whitewash it. Thank you. Or does she go ahead and commiserate with her daughter and say, hey, I'm sorry. Your dad's just not that great of a guy. We're just at some point going to have to get used to that. Or just, you know, it's got to be hard to watch your kid get disappointed over and over.
Well, and also you have to worry, like, at what point do you become an accomplice in the kid's eyes?
Exactly.
I mean? Like they at what see point? Through it. They well, see I mean, it. At what point were you saying, "Oh, you know, he's okay. It's just this. It's just this." Did the kid finally look over and go, well, "Why are you making excuses?
Yeah,
for
what are you,
him?
An
you know?
Idiot?
Are you on his side or are you stupid? What are you, you know?"
It's let's go to the phone and see what they.
Have so I'm all today.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually was in that same boat. It's horrible to hear, but it sounds like a lot of people have had the same experience. But we had what I like to call my Disneyland dad. He only showed up for the good things, and that's if it benefited him. Basically, what my mom did, my mom's a brilliant woman. She told me and my brother, you know, don't cancel your plans. My dad blew off my 16th birthday. He blew up my brother's 13th birthday. He blew up Little League games, concerts, everything. He'd be like, oh, I'll be there. And my brother and I, because I was a vocalist in high school, and I had reserved seats for him. I'll be there, don't worry. And I'd look out, and there'd be an empty seat. But my mom would, you know, put coats there so I couldn't see it while I was performing. But, you know, she should, you know, depends on, you know, when I was 17, my mom finally went, you know, you have to accept the fact that dad's not always going to be there, but I will be.
There you go.
That's 17.
Realistic. She did that.
17.
Right.
Daughter should go.
You
go.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
But two, mother can't make excuses for the father because I've been through it.
Right.
And sooner or later, the daughter's going to realize what her father is without her mother looking back.
Just going to say that they're very astute. You know, they know.
All right. Anyway. Thank you so much. Maybe we should stop calling this guy father and maybe just call him donor.
Yeah.
That's my... Hi, WGNA.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Good, you?
How are you?
Wonderful. I would like to comment on the...
Yeah, please do.
Well, my children and I have been doing this for 13 years. And, you know, my kids are teenagers now. And I finally told them the truth that, you know, their father has other priorities. And unfortunately... they are not his priorities. Don't break their plans because he made promises to them to show up, to come take them here and there. And the only thing that would happen is my kids would get heartbroken. So I finally sat down and told them the truth, and they looked at me and said, Mom, we already know the truth.
Were they happy that you finally said, here's the deal?
Yes, they were. They were, because I've never lied to my children, and I don't ever intend on lying to my children, and they were very grateful that I was very forthcoming with them.
Okay.
And I'm sure they were grateful at the time, too, that they, although they knew that you were whitewashing it, they knew it's because of love and you wanted to protect them, you know?
Exactly.
Right, they knew.
All right, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. And we'll do one more. Hi, GNA.
Hi, I'd like to comment on the...
I wish you would.
Skilled, as sad as it is to say it, I'm very guilty of the exact same thing. And I'd like to just say that... it's a horrible thing that when you get down in life that you have a lot of regrets and that there's things that you cannot change. The biggest regret that I have is that I was guilty of that same exact thing and that he's grown now and out on his own, and I would give anything I could possibly give to relive those days. Fortunately, I can't.
Why do you think you were like that? Why do you think you were distant?
Just bad times in my life and... I guess upset with the divorce and everything, and more or less took it out on him, I suppose. I really can't say why. It's just that's the way that it was, and boy, I'd give anything if I could change it now.
Do you talk to him now? Or?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We've gotten past it. He's grown and out on his own, and but there's not a day that I don't regret it.
All right, but that's, you know what? I thank you so much for calling
thank
in.
Thank you for calling in. That was nice of you.
That's a brave thank call you. To make, my friend.
It really is. It's never too late, you know?
That's no, true. You got to do what you do. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm going to make you the final call.
Thank you.
And let's hope that other dads out there hear that.
That was a nice call.
And make the changes they need to change.
Oof.
Wow.
Wow.